our parents give us life, our grandparents give us a sense of who we are, where we come from. These past 2 weeks, as we prepared to say goodbye to Grandma, it hit me how incredibly lucky we are to have our grandmother with us for 30 plus years, and for us to get to know her as adults. It is rare for a grandparent-grandchild relationship to be so essential and so long-lasting. But then again, Grandma was that exceptional kind of person every single day of her life. Growing up, I can't help but think of all the countless trips we enjoyed to Palm Springs. Those vacations held a special place in our hearts, not just because we were escaping the cold weather in Seattle for some sunshine, but because of the love and togetherness that defined them. It was in Palm Springs that we got to have Grandma's homemade meals. French onion soup and crepes always felt like a staple. From an early age, I can remember my grandma teaching me the art of flipping crepes, always encouraging me to flip with a flick of the wrist, even if a few ended up on the floor. Palm Springs was more than just food. It was also our time as a family to play tennis. Over the years, we became a tennis family and played countless rounds of doubles together. What stands out the most in my memories is Grandma's unwavering passion for the game. Even as the years advanced, she continued to show grace on the court, showcasing her tenacity and love for the sport well into her late 70s. I was incredibly fortunate to attend school in Southern California, so Grandma had the opportunity to watch me play tennis at the collegiate level. I could see the pride in her eyes as she cheered for me from the sidelines. It was evident that I was making her proud, and for that I'm truly grateful. I made a promise to Grandma that tennis will always be part of our family.
I have fond memories of going over to my grandparents' house as a child to build miniatures and dollhouses with Grandmama. During our time together, we used to watch Milo and Otis, or Titanic, on repeat. I didn't know that the Titanic had sank until I was much older, as Grandmama would always stop the film before the boat hit the iceberg. She never wanted to see me sad. In college, I pursued a French minor, and Grandmama became my go-to tutor. I would not have received all A's in those classes if it wasn't for her. We would Skype 2 to 3 times a week to go over my French homework and practice my pronunciation. I used to send her the French novels I was assigned for class, and she would read them in preparation for our tutor sessions. I cherish those 4 years as I was able to spend so many hours connecting with her as an adult. It is a gift to be in the presence of a loved one during their final days. It offered us a chance for honesty and reflection that we are rarely granted at any other time in life. This included sharing stories, advice on how to care for your skin, multiple going away parties in her honor. We are grateful to have experienced this alongside our family, and I know that she felt our presence and love until her very last breath.
As we reflect on Grandma's life, let us hold on to the memories that define her legacy. Let us carry forward the lessons she imparted to us, the lessons of strength, resilience, and the power of pursuing one's passions. We love you so much, Grandma.
Beautiful words from